thank you again and bless you again.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，求您祝福我们。
Lord, we want to thank you for this time you've given us to look into thy word.
主啊，我们谢谢这样的时间您给我们，让我们能够学习您的话语。
And Lord, we want to thank you for each and every one that's come out because we know that there's an interest and a hunger in their heart to seek thy word.
主啊，我们要谢谢今天来的每一位，因为我们看见了在他们里面有这样的渴求，对神的话的渴求。
So Lord, we want to commend this time into your hands. We pray thee to help us to understand your word.
主啊，我们就把这时间交在您的手里，求您带着我们，来明白您的话语。
Open up our understanding, Lord, and if there's one here that isn't saved, that doesn't know thee personally, Lord, that they might have their understanding and their eyes open to behold Jesus.
让我们的心和眼都开了，让我们能够明白这些话语，在我们还没有当中还没有认识您的人里面，求您带着他们，帮助他们，让他们能够认识您。
So we pray for our brother Eric as he ministers thy word, and we pray for Long as well.As he does the translation, Lord, so we need thy help, that we pray thee to help us now. We ask this in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们也求您带着我们今天的传道和翻译，能传讲您的话语，能给出准确的您的话语的意思。我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
So we're studying in John chapter 6.
那我们来学习约翰福音的六章，新约约翰福音的六章。
John chapter 6 is the great discourse.
这是一个很大的一个神的教导吧，耶稣亲自的一个教导。
It probably wasn't given all at once.
也许呢，它不是在一次里面全部讲完的。
But it was given over a very short period of time.
但是它在一个很短的时间里一起讲出来。
And it's the teaching of the bread that came down from heaven.
这是从天上来的粮啊。
The background is the Lord Jesus had just fed 5,000 people using just 5 loaves and 2 little fishes.
这个的背景是在前一天呢，耶稣刚刚喂饱了5,000人，仅仅用了5个饼呢，2条鱼。
This very much impressed everyone.
这个给当时的人非常深刻的印象。
As you can imagine, if you had been there that day, you would be very impressed as well.
所以你可以想象，如果你在那里那一天呢，你也一样会印象深刻。
This was a very open and public miracle.
这是一个非常公开的神迹了。
We read there that he commanded his disciples to have the people all sit down around them in companies of 50 and 100.
我们都记得那个场景是他让他的底下那些跟随他的人呢都一排一排的坐着，50个一排，100个一排。
And he standing in the middle of them, he took this little boy's lunch.And lifted it up and gave thanks to God.
他站在当中，然后呢，他拿着那小男孩的5个饼2条鱼，他向天祝谢了。
And then he took a loaf of bread, a small little loaf, and he began to break it.
然后他就拿起那一条的饼啊，那个面包啊，他就撕啊，就开始撕开来。
And as he broke the bread, it was multiplied in his hands.
当他掰开这饼的时候呢，这个饼就在他手上就一直。一直在增加。
And he put that bread in baskets, and the disciples then distributed among the people.
然后他把这个饼呢放在这个篮子里呢，这个篮子就往下传啊，他的门徒们就传给底下所有的人吃。
Now it was a very public miracle. Everyone saw what was going on.
所以这是一个非常公众的神迹啊，因为每个人的眼睛都盯在这个点上，他看他在做什么。
It wasn't just a mirage.It wasn't a dream because they ate of the food and they were all satisfied.
所以这也不是什么魔术，也不是什么梦啊，这因为每个人看了，然后拿到手上都吃了。
It was real food.
这是个真的食物。
You can dream, a hungry man can dream about food, but when he wakes up, his stomach is still empty.
所以一个很饿的人呢，他也可以做梦，梦的里面这个盛宴里他吃饱了，然后他醒了以后呢，他的胃还是饿的。
And they were all satisfied.
在那一天呢，所有那些人可真是都吃饱了。
So they were very much interested now in the Lord Jesus and what he might do next.
所以他们对于耶稣下一步要做的事情就特别感兴趣了。
And so, after he had sent the multitudes away, he had sent the disciples away, he went up into a mountain alone to pray.
所以当那天晚上来临的时候呢，耶稣就把所有的跟随他的犹太人都遣散了，然后他自己上山自己去祷告。
Now the crowd, they had wanted to make him king, and they were going to do it so by force if they could.
那因为呢，围着他的人在吃饱了以后就想要耶稣做王，而且呢，如果可行的话就想强逼他做王。
And so what the Lord Jesus did, he sent his disciples across the lake in a boat.
然后耶稣呢，就赶紧让他的门徒呢，上船渡过海去。
And then he spoke to the multitude and he sent them to their homes.
他就跟围着他的民众说，让他们回到自己家去。
And then that night, the disciples were rowing across the lake and a great storm came up.
然后那天晚上的门徒就在海上使劲的摇橹啊，因为有一阵大的风暴来了。
We looked at that a couple of weeks ago.
那我们过去的两周呢，都看了这些内容。
The storm on the lake.
就是海面的风暴。
And then the Lord Jesus came just before morning. He came walking on the water.
所以在天亮前呢，耶稣就从水面上走过去了。
And they received him into the boat. And as soon as they received him, they were on the other shore.
然后门徒们就把他接到船上。当耶稣一上船呢，他们立时这个船呢就到了对岸。
So the next day, all of these people that had been fed and people that had heard about this, they all began to look for Jesus.
所以第二天呢，那前一天吃饱了的那些人啊，都开始跑过去找耶稣。
And if you had asked any of those people in the crowd, they would have said, "Yes, we are Jesus' disciples."
如果你问那一天在场的所有那些人啊，你问他，他一定会说，是的，我就是耶稣的门徒啊。
But were they really?
他们真的是吗？
All that great crowd that had eaten of that bread, were they real disciples?
那天围着一起吃饱了这五饼二鱼的神迹的那些人，他们真的是耶稣的门徒吗？
The Lord Jesus is going to sift them. He's going to try them.
所以耶稣要试炼他们了，要筛他们了。
To see if they really have true faith or not.
看他们是不是真的有真的信心。
So now what we'd like to do is to we'd like to read that section. We looked at part of it last week, when we'll just read the scripture just to refresh our memories. But if we can read around from verse 25 of chapter 6 down to verse 51.
我们从二十五节读到五十一节，我们上一次已经讲了一部分，今天我们重新再读一遍的，让我们再加深一下印象。我们一节一节读哈。既在海那边找着了，就对他说 25 to 51
we talked about a little bit, but this is the whole connection from the time they came looking for him.
既在海那边找着了，就对他说，拉比是几时到这里来的？
耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。
不要为那跌坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。
众人问他说，我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？
耶稣回答说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。他们又说，你行什么神迹叫我们看见就信你？你到底做什么事呢？
我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，如经上写着说，他从天上赐下粮食来给你们吃。
耶稣说，我们实实在在地告诉你们，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上来的真粮赐给你们。
因为神的粮就是从天上降下来赐生命给世界。
他们说，主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。
耶稣对他们说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必不饿，信我的永远不渴。
只是我对你们说过，你们已经看见我，还是不信。
凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来。到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日却叫他复活。
因为我父的意思是叫一切见死而息的人得永生，并且在末日叫他复活。
犹太人因为耶稣说我是从天上降下来的粮，就私下议论他
说，这不是约翰的儿子约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？他的父母我们岂不认得吗？他如今怎说我是从天上降下来的呢？
耶稣回答说，你们不要大家议论。
若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
在先知书上写着说，你们都要蒙神的教训，凡听见父之教训又学习的，就到我这里来。
这不是说有人看见过父，唯独从神来的他看见过父。
我实实在在的告诉你们，信的人有永生。
我就是生命的粮。你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，还是死了。
这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。
我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要吃的粮，就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
Amen. Just a quick review then of their conversation, the conversation the Jews are having with Jesus.
那我们有个很快的回顾，就是他们在这之前跟犹太人之间的一番对话和耶稣。
In verse 25,
25节
we have the search for Jesus.
那他们讲了他们在寻找耶稣。
Why were they searching?
为什么他们要找呢？
The Lord Jesus knows, of course, why they are looking for him.
其实耶稣心里知道他们为什么找。
Verse 26 tells us.
26节耶稣说了。
He says, I tell you the truth. You're looking for me not because you saw the miraculous signs, but because you ate of the loaves and had your fill.
你们找我呢，不是因为神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。
The miraculous signs, these were the works of the Father that we read about in chapter 5. Those signs, those miracles, were signs to point the people to the fact that no man could do these type of things, only the Son of God himself could do this.
所以神迹本身呢，其实天父做这些的目的是带领每个人去看到这样的一个事实，没有人能做这个事，除了神自己，让大家认识到耶稣基督他就是神，就是神的圣子。
And those miracles, the Jews would look at them differently than us Gentiles would look at miracles.
犹太人看这个神迹的角度呢，其实是跟我们外邦人是不太一样的。
Us Gentiles, we see a miracle and we see a man that has some kind of power.
如果我们看见有个神迹呢，我们就会觉得，哦呦，这个人好像有点什么超能力的。
We don't know exactly where that power comes from.
我们不会知道呢，这样的超能力会从哪里来。
But the Jews, they had the Old Testament scriptures that prophesied of the coming Messiah, who would do very many miracles.That was prophesied. They had the scriptures that told about miracles that the Messiah would accomplish.
但是呢，犹太人他们是有整本旧约的。当时哈，那他们在整个旧约里都知道呢，神这个能力是来自神的，而且神会要差一个弥赛亚，就是救世主，在末世要来，他会行很多的神迹。这些呢，他们都知道。
we as Gentiles, we could have missed those signs and be excused for it.
那我们呢，作为外邦人，我们很可能呢看见这个神迹呢也就错过了。那我们是有一些原因，毕竟我们没有旧约的基础。
But those Jews were taught to look for those signs.
但这些的犹太人在当时可是一直被从小在教导啊，就他们要等候这个神迹来。
And in the later on in the New Testament, after Jesus died and rose again, the apostles had very similar signs.
然后呢，在耶稣死而复活之后呢，那些使徒们也行了同样类似的神迹。
And those signs were given to authenticate or to give proof that the gospel was from God Himself.
这样的神迹呢，也是用来证明他们所传的福音就是从神赐给他们的。
And those signs were for the Jews.
所以这些神迹呢，也是显给当时要听福音的犹太人看的。
So the Lord Jesus now He's telling them, "You've missed the signs."
所以耶稣在这里呢，其实就提醒他们，你们看错了点了。
You know, if you're traveling down the freeway and you don't pay attention to the signs, and you can miss your exit and have to go miles out of your way, don't you?
他用的 sign 这个词呢，可以翻成神迹啊。它其实，也可以是，就它本意有一个就是路标的意思。所以他神每一次行神迹，都是像一个路标一样，把你指到那样的事实：耶稣基督是神。如果你在高速公路上，你错过了一个路标。基本上呢，你要去的地方就是差之毫厘，谬以千里。
These signs are to convey information.
所以这个路标其实是它有含义在里面，就是这种神迹是有意义在里面。
And that's intellectual information.
而且是脑，就是你的理性会告诉你的意义。
But the signs that the Lord Jesus did as miracles, they were spiritual signs.
然后这些的神迹呢，耶稣所行的都是属灵上有意义传达出来。
And in John's gospel, it's a gospel that has the number seven goes over and over and over and over again in the good John's gospel.
在约翰福音里面呢，就会有七啊，不停的出现一个七的这个重复。
And there are seven miraculous signs that are recorded in the gospel of John.
比方说呢，这样的七个的这样的神迹呢，约翰福音里面就记载了七个。
One of those signs was, of course, the feeding of the 5,000.
所以我们看见的这个五千人吃饱就是七个里面一个。
So the Lord Jesus there in verse 26, he exposes their reasons for following him.
所以二十六节呢，其实耶稣就把他的显明了，把这些人跟随他的心显明了。
They're following him not because he's the Son of God, they saw the sign, but because they ate and they had their fill of bread.
所以他们跟随他呢，并不是因为他们看见了哦，这个神迹是神的圣子行的，而是呢，他们觉得哎呀，跟着他有饭吃。
It must have been very, very good bread.
这肯定是很好的饼啊，很好的粮食。
To be completely satisfied, it has to be very, very good.
是完全吃饱了，所以他们印象深刻，是好吃的。
And so in this great discourse, now the Lord Jesus is going to expose their lack of faith and their real motives in following him.
所以在这里呢，耶稣要开始显明他们缺乏呢真实的信心，
他们里
面真实的动机。
The Lord Jesus is not looking for great numbers of people.
所以耶稣并不是在寻求量啊，去找越来越多的人呢，他不是。
He's looking for real disciples.
他不是在求量，他在求质，他在找真的门徒。
And so we find at the end of this discourse.
所以我们看见了这段对话的最后。
Many of the people they leave the Lord Jesus.
很多的人就离开了耶稣基督。
And he's left with just a few.
他剩下的就只有一点点人。
So as we go on to this chapter, let's carry on. Verse 27, he shows them the difference between the food that satisfies temporary hunger and the food that will fill the soul for all eternity.
所以这里呢，二十七节它就会区别开了那个满足短暂的
Somebody's trying to get us there. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, so already. Yeah, stop.
Yeah, there might be a message. Would there be a message on it?
No. I don't know how to get the message.
No.
You just the phone is ringing there. You just
it's okay. 27节在讲它两种的食物啊，一种是必坏的，就是肉体的食物；第二种呢是天上的人子要赐给我们的食物。
And the as he says now, don't work for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, he says in verse 27.
所以他这里说呢，不要为那必坏的食物劳力啊，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的。
Now, he had said, don't work for that food. They're saying then, in verse 28, what must we do to do the works that God requires?
所以呢，二十八节呢，因为他二十七节说要劳力哈。所以众人二十八节就问他，那我要做什么才算做神的工？
How can we get this food you're talking about?
我们怎么才能得着你说的这个食物呢？
And the Lord Jesus makes very plain, he says, the work of God is this, to believe in the one whom he has sent.
耶稣回答的非常直接，说信神所差来的就是做神的工。
The work of God is to believe.
神的工啊，就是相信。
What kind of work is that?
这是什么样的工作？这是什么样的工作？
To believe something, you don't do anything, do you?
你相信一样事情，好像你什么也没有做，对不对？
But you might call it a work.
但你可以把它叫做一个工作。
Because it is a spiritual work.
这是一个属灵的工作。
To believe is a matter of the will, isn't it?
你要相信啊，是里面自由意志的表达了。
God has made us with a free will.
神给了我们自由意志。
We can make choices.
我们可以选。
Every day we make all kinds of choices.
每一天呢，我们做不同的选择。
And so what happens then is that we see the sign. Will we believe the sign or not?
所以我们要做的事情就是我看见了这神迹，看见这个标识。我们要选择相信还是不相信。
On some choices that we make in life, we labor over it. We work hard about that. For example, the wife you might marry or the husband you might marry might give you. You make a choice, and sometimes it takes a long time to make that choice. It's a labor.
所以。我们在一生中啊，经常是需要花很多的劳力或者很多的精力来最终做这个选择和决定的啊。就像我们刚才看见这个神迹，我们去愿不愿意相信，愿不愿意相信背后我们是要花出很多的劳力和精力。比方说呢，你在婚姻上你愿意嫁给一个人或者愿意娶一个人，你不是一天就选好了，你等很久，这个过程当中你要花很长的时间你来做这个决定。
There are a lot of different things you must consider and options that you must weigh before you can make an important decision like that.
然后你有很多的选择，然后你有很多的事情要做，来帮助你最终做这个决定。
And so the work of God is to believe in the one whom He sent.
所以神的工啊，就是我们一定要到最后来走到这一步，你是不是要相信那个是永生的那个神？
And if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, there are decisions. There's a decision to be made.
所以如果我们相信耶稣基督啊，这是有一个决定要做的在这里。
We don't mean just an intellectual consent, like we agree that Christ came into the world.
而且这个不是一个理智的或者逻辑的这个想法，你得接到心里去的，不是说我脑子里想想，我相信是有这么个事儿。
But to believe.Means that we receive him into our life.
这个相信啊，是说哦，我知道，我要把他接到我的心里来。
What that means is that we no longer are enthroned on our life. It's no longer me, but it's Christ.
这就意味着呢，我们不再是我们自己啊，我们要从我们自己的宝座上下来，他来成为我们的主啊。
To receive Christ means that. He must rule in every area of our life.
那就意味着呢， 他是成为我生命中各个方面的主了。
He becomes your Lord.
他成为你的主。
And in so doing, that's a big decision to make, isn't it?
所以这是一个很大的决定，不是吗？
As Paul could say, it's no longer I that lives, but Christ lives in me.
这就是保罗在后面的书信里讲到，他说不再是我啊，乃是基督活在我里面。
And so that's a big decision. The work of God is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and to receive Him.
对，这是一个特别大的决定。神的功呢，就是信靠他，把他接进来，成为你的主。
But the Jews, they're not willing to make that step, are they?
但是呢，这你看见犹太人，他们并不想往这个方向去走。
They're happy with a Christ that can give them material benefits.
他们喜欢一个基督呢，是给了他们有形的益处的。
But they're not willing to submit their lives to Him.
他们不愿意把自己的生命呢交给基督。
They want their own life and whatever benefits He can give them too.
所以他们想要什么呢？他们自己的生命自己掌权，同时呢，基督能给他们什么好处，他们都要。
And that's we looked at the last time in China, the Christians there, the real Christians in China, they often fed their poor neighbors in the early days, 100 years ago.The Christians in China would feed their poor neighbors.
在很早前啊，就是一百多年前的，就当时在西方传教士进去以后，在中国的很多基督徒呢，他们经常会去给粮食啊，给他们的很贫穷的邻居吃了，就他们会做这个善事了。
And many many people they were attracted to this to the free meal.
然后呢，会有很多的人呢，就会受这个吸引啊，免费的午餐嘛，就都来了。
But they, the real Christians, they would call them rice Christians.
然后呢，这就是我们常讲的吃教哈、啊，就他真正的基督徒呢，他不是这样来的。但是有一群人呢，他就是因为有吃的才来的。
They were Christians in name only, but they came not because of the gospel. They came for the rice.
所以他们不是因为福音来的，他们是因为有米吃来的，所以叫吃教。
This is the same as the Jews.
所以这就一样的。
Same thing.
哪里都有这样的情况，就是犹太人也是一样。
Does it happen here in North America?
在北美是不是一样的？
It sure does.
是一样的。
If you are a Christian, you can.Get benefit from that, perhaps in your job.
如果你是个基督徒呢，你可能在这个里面你会得到一些益处啊，也许在你的工作上。
Especially a number of years ago, if you were a Christian, belonged to a church, you were considered a fine, upstanding citizen, and you were accorded honor for that.
You mean in North America?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.那时候他说很多年前啊，现在可能也不是了。很多年前，如果你真的是一个基督徒呢，在你的工作上反而是有益处的，就是同事啊或者领导会觉得你是一个特别值得信赖的人啊，然后可以把重任交给你。
So the Lord Jesus, he's going to expose them.
所以耶稣呢，在这里呢，他想要把所有这些人的心呐、啊，就显明出来。
And he says.He tells them, "This is the work you believe in faith."
所以他就告诉他们呢，这就是这个功啊，就是你要相信，就是你的功。
But they're not willing to receive him.
他们不愿意，他们不想要。
Instead, what do they say?
相反，他们说什么呢
？They say, "We want another miracle."
就是我们还要再看一个神迹。
So, verse 30, what miracle?Are you willing to give us that we may see and believe?
他说你行什么神迹叫我们看见你就信呢
？They said they missed the other sign. They missed the first sign. We want a bigger sign.
他们第一个就没看见了，他们还要看第二个。
He said, "Oh, you did a sign yesterday. you fed 5,000 people. But in verse 31 he says, but our whole nation, 2 million people, were fed in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以 他们在这里做了个比较，他们就在31节说，你昨天呢有个神迹，是的，喂饱了我们5000人，但是呢我们以前的那个祖宗的那个神迹呢，200万人在旷野吃了40年啊，我们还有这样的神迹。
What he's saying, what they're saying to him is, and do a bigger miracle than that.
所以他的意思呢，就跟基督说，那你要再做一个，再做个更大的神迹，我们看看。
And the Lord Jesus says, this is the bigger, this is the bigger miracle.
耶稣说呢，这个是更大的神迹。
He says, Moses didn't give you the true bread from heaven. He says, verse 32.
所以32节说呢，摩西给的不是真的粮了。
It's the Father who gives the true bread from heaven.
是父把那个真粮给你们。
And the, he says, for verse 33, the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.
因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。
So now that's a bigger miracle, isn't it?
这就是那大的神迹，对不对？
To feed the whole world?
去喂养全世界的人。
Not just one or 2 million people in the wilderness for 40 years, but to feed the whole world.
那不是说呢一两百万人在旷野四十年，而是全世界的人。
Well, I don't know what the Jews, they say in verse 34, they said now, from now on, give us this bread.
34节他们就回答说，哦，主啊，常将这粮啊，现在开始就都给我们。
Yeah, we'll sign up for that benefit.
我要现在要这个好处了，我要签字，要这个好处。
Put my name down.
把我的名签下来。
Never have to work again.
那不要再劳作了，很辛苦。
How is that bread given?
这个粮怎么给呢？
We read there in verse 34 or verse 35.
35节就来了。
I am the bread.
他说我就是生命。
He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Their desire, when verse 34, it was still a their material thing. They didn't understand what they were talking about. 所以
在这个对话里呢，三十四节里表明了犹太人在那个时刻还是在物质里没跳出来。
But notice this, he says, "I am the bread of life."
注意三十五节，耶稣说我是生命的粮。
Salvation is found in a person.
所以救恩是在一个人那里找到的。
I am.
那个人就是我是，就是基督。
You remember the story of Moses at the burning bush?
你们记得摩西在那个烧着的荆棘啊，在出埃及记里面的那个故事。
He was looking after his father-in-law's sheep in the wilderness.
他在旷野里呢，就看他岳父的羊啊。
And he saw a bush on fire.
他看见一大块荆棘烧着了。
And it burned and it burned and it burned and it burned, but it didn't burn up.
那个荆棘很有意思，就一直烧啊烧啊烧，就烧不完，就是它不烧毁这个荆棘，就一直在那烧。
It was God getting Moses' attention.
这是神呢，要让摩西到他那里去。荆棘里的火是从神来的。
He had a mission for Moses.
因为呢，神要差给摩西一个工作，一个事。
And Moses was in God's school there in the wilderness.
摩西在神的学校，在旷野里待了四十年了。
And now it was the final course.
现在是最后的一课。
He's going to graduate.
他要毕业了，开始。
God was going to appear him, to him.
神要开始向他显现。
And he attracted him by this burning bush.
然后呢，吸引他呢，用这个烧着的荆棘来吸引他。
The Lord said, "Take your shoes off. You're on holy ground."
所以当他靠近的时候呢，神就在火里跟他说呢，把你的鞋脱下，因为这是你站的，这是圣地。
Now he's giving Moses his commission to go into Egypt to Pharaoh.
所以呢，神就借着这个机会呢，就给了摩西的命令呢，要让他去回到以色列人那里，带着他们离开法老。
But Moses has a question.
但摩西有个问题。
He says, "Who are you? What is your name?"
摩西就问神啊，他说你是谁呀？你名字叫什么呢？
When I go to the children of Israel, who will I say that sent me?
然后如果我去以色列人呢，我说谁差我来的呢？我总得要讲个人。
He said, "I am."
然后神回答就说呢 ，"I am." 就是我是。
That is the self-existing one.
我是呢，就是那个自有拥有的，自己就存在的，无始无终的。
The Lord Jesus in the book of John, 7 times he says that he is the I am.
所以约翰福音里呢，耶稣基督讲了7次我是，他就是那个我是。
He says here, I am the bread of life.
这里呢，他说我是生命的粮。
Another couple of other ones, I am the good shepherd.
另外呢，他讲我是那好的牧人。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我是道路、真理和生命。
I'm the resurrection and the life.
他说我是复活，我是生命。
And so 7 times he refers to himself as the I am.
所以七次他启示自己就是那个我是。
And so here's the first introduction of him, Jesus, is none other than God's Son. The same one who spoke out of the burning bush.
所以在这里呢，耶稣其实就启示他自己呢，不是别人，正是那个在旷野的荆棘里告诉摩西的那个我是的那个神。
And so salvation is found in the person of the incarnate Son of God.
所以救恩呢，是在一个道成肉身的圣子里来。启示出来的。
Now, in order we learn later on, as we'll look into more detail, that the way in which that bread from heaven could be given to the world, it had to be broken. The bread had to be broken. Jesus had to die upon the cross and give his life so that we might receive that life.
所以我们知道呢，当这个粮食要给出来的时候，他总是要撕开、掰开，我们才能吃啊。所以耶稣也总是要自己上十字架，把他的生命献上。
So, the important point for us to remind us or to get here is that salvation is found in a person.
所以我们在这里能被提示知道的就是救恩是在一个人里。
Now look, turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2.
我们来翻到路加福音的二章。
Luke, chapter 2, and we read from verse 25.
我们从二十五节开始读起。
And yes, to verse 32.
到三十二节，就是 Simeon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now
Simeon. Yeah. Verse 25 to verse 32. If we could read that, it's the account of Simeon.
从25节到32节啊，这是从西面一个西面的老人的角度呢，来讲耶稣基督的诞生。在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。
他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前，必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿。正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。
西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说：“主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。”就是你在万民面前所预备的，
是照亮外邦人的光，又是你以色列的。
Amen.
So just a couple of things here. Verse 26, it says, The Holy Spirit had revealed to this godly man that he wouldn't die before he had seen the promised Messiah, the Lord's Christ.
26节呢，圣灵启示了这个人叫西面这个人呢，那他不会死啊，直到他看见，用他的眼睛看见了未来所立的基督。
Now notice what he says when he, Mary and Joseph bring Jesus into the temple for the dedication.
那注意他讲了什么呢？当玛利亚和约瑟带着小出生的耶稣进到圣殿来，他说什么
？Simeon is led by the Holy Spirit to look upon this little child.
然后圣灵带着西面哈、啊，就去看这个孩子。
And he reaches out and takes the baby and holds him up to God the Father.
然后呢，他伸过手啊，接过这个孩子啊，就举起来称颂神。
And he says, "Lord, now I can die."
他说：“主啊，现在我可以去世了。
You," he says in verse 29, "You can now dismiss or you can let me depart in peace." Because this is the important line. My eyes have seen your salvation.
所以这就是很重要的一节，在三十节，他说，为什么我可以安然去世了呢？因为我的眼睛呢，已经看见了你的救恩，你赐的救恩。
That baby was God's salvation.
这个孩子就是神的救恩。
That was the Lamb of God which would take away the sin of the world.
这是神的羔羊啊，要除掉世人罪孽的那羔羊。
That began in Mary's womb, conceived by the Holy Spirit.
所以这个是这样的生命，是由从圣灵怀孕啊，由玛利亚所生的这样的生命。
That unique life, fully God and fully man.
这样独特的。生命是一个完全的神，也是完全的人。
Would be God's salvation.
这就是神的救恩。
And we read the story how he came and fulfilled the Father's will on earth.
所以我们看见呢，他是怎么样来在地上成全神的旨意的。
All of us have failed in what God requires.
在神的要求里面，我们每一个人都已经失丧了。
What is sin? It's a falling short of the perfection that God demands of us.
罪是什么呢？罪就是神对我们的圣洁的要求，我们达不到，就是罪。
We tend to think in comparative terms, in relative terms.
所以我们讲到的彼此讲到罪的时候，其实都是一个相对的概念。
See, I know that Helong. Is a better man than me.
就像他认为我是比他好的一个人。
I could prove that to you.
我也可以跟你证明，他说。
But take my word for it. It'd be painful for you to hear my story.
他说讲他的故事就很痛苦啊。他就想证明，对，只是相对的。
But is he any closer to God's approval than I am?
所以他说，如果是这样的话呢，是他是很糟糕，他的故事很痛苦，是不是就意味着我就离神更近一点呢？
That's the mistake that humans make.
这是人经常犯的错误。
We compare ourselves to others.
因为我们经常把自己跟别人去比。
We should be comparing ourselves to God's standard.
因为我们应该把自己去和神的要求去比。
And the Bible says we've all fallen short of that glory that He requires.
所以我们经常看见神，圣经上讲的话就是我们都亏缺了神的荣耀，我们都是罪人，我们都亏缺了神荣耀，亏缺了神的要求。
And because of that, the principle of death comes in, and every one of us must die. That's the proof that we've fallen short.
这就是为什么，死呢？就在人这里掌权了，这就为什么每一个人不管他是什么样的人，最终他都要死，就是个原因。
But that life that came down from heaven was a pure, perfect life.
那从天上来的那生命是完全的、完美的生命。
But it would do us no good unless it would be broken, like that bread would be broken, and we eat of that bread.
那这个生命呢，对我们没有益处，除非我们把它就像那面包一样掰开，然后把它吃进去。
The Lord Jesus came to give His life for the world.
所以他来呢，耶稣来就是把他的生命给到世界给我们的。
So salvation again is in that person.
所以救恩呢是在这个人里面的。
Because he would be the sacrifice that would satisfy God's righteous requirements that we could never fulfill ourselves.
所以他会成为那个祭物啊，去献上来满足神对圣洁的要求。那样的要求呢，我们人都做不到的，亏缺的。
Was God satisfied with that sacrifice?
神是不是满意了呢？当耶稣做完这个救恩的时候，他满意了吗？
Perfectly.
是很非常完美的。
The great sign was that he raised him from the dead, and now he's seated at God's right hand.
那如此的完美呢？那更大的神迹就是耶稣从死里复活，神让他现在坐在父神的右边替我们代求。
And he's receiving all who come to God the Father through him.
他也接纳一切信靠他的人。来到父神面前，所以我们他是我们的中保。
When Simeon lifted up that baby that day, he said, "This is your salvation."
所以当西面捧着这个孩子的时候说，这就是我们的救恩呐、啊，就是你的救恩呐、啊。
Salvation was in a person of the Lord Jesus.
救恩是一个在一个人里面。
And it is today.
耶稣基督。
We come to God through Him. The only way that we can come.To God the Father is through His Son, the Lord Jesus.
今天也依然是这样，我们能够来到父神面前，也是要借着耶稣基督，我们才能够跟父神和好。
That's what the Lord Jesus is talking. He's talking.
这就是耶稣在这里讲的。
He says there in verse 35, "I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry."
所以回到约翰福音的六章三十五节啊，他就说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿。”
But we must eat him.
但是我们总是要吃他了。
How do you eat him?
那怎么吃他呢？
This is the question.
这就是问题啊，你怎么吃他？
When you eat bread or any food, you assimilate it, you take it in, and it becomes part of you.
那当你吃东西的时候呢，你是这么一个过程，你把它吃进去，然后你把它消化，把它吸收，这样东西呢，就变成你的一部分了。
To eat that bread from heaven, you take it in by believing. Another word that's used in John is receive. Believe. Have faith in.
所以吃神的粮也是一样啊，你相信他，或者换一个话说，你把它接进来哈，把它接到你里面来。
Verse 36 though, they're still not willing.To receive him.
那三十六节呢？他们还是不愿意接受。
See, he's testing their hearts, isn't he?
所以耶稣在这里实在是在看他们的心啊，探查他们的心。
How is it that they can resist him so much?
为什么这些人要如此多的要抵挡耶稣呢？
Their minds are filled with thoughts of their own appetites.
因为他们的心呢、啊，他们满了都是他们自己里面，所想要求的，就是物质上的这个东西了。
Verse 36, he says, "But as I told you, you have seen me, and still do not believe."
所以三十六节说呢，只是我对你们说过，你们已经看见了，还是不信。
You see, he's revealing himself through the signs.That God gave him to do.
所以他借着这些神迹哈、啊，他来启示自己啊，因为神迹是从神而来的。
He turned the water into wine.
他把水呢变成酒。
How do we know that? You could have asked the servants that day. A number of servants, they saw what happened.
那我们怎么知道呢？当场是有见证人的，就是那些仆人。
He healed the nobleman's son.
他医好了那个大臣的儿子。
He fed 5,000 people.
他喂饱了五千人。
5,000 people, more than that, because there were women and children as well.
应该多于按总人数的会多于五千，因为还会有孩子和妇女在场。
Now the reason for the women and children not being mentioned or numbered is because it was required. It was during the feast of unleavened bread, and all the males were required by law to go to Jerusalem. And so they were mostly male who were going. They were accompanied some by their families, but it was the men that are specifically counted here because of their requirement to go.
那之所以没有讲妇女和孩子的数量的原因呢，这是一个当年每一年当时一个特别大的节日哈。那在这个节日里呢，全国的男人是被要求要到耶路撒冷去的，所以这样的要求是放在男人身上，所以他数的时候呢，男人是会数过去的。但是呢，妇女儿童不是被要求去，但是会有人跟着去啊，所以这就他们算人数的时候算了五千个男人。
So he says there in verse 36, as I told you, you have seen me and still do not believe.
他说呢，三十六节，我们已经对你说，你们看见我还是不信。
Now, turn back. We looked at this some time ago. Chapter 1 of John, chapter 1,
and
verse 18.
约翰福音的一章十八节。
Jesus had said, you've seen me, but you don't believe. In chapter 1 and verse 18, John makes this statement. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
一章十八节，约翰福音。从来没有人看见神，只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
In other words, the Lord Jesus is from the Father's side, or in the Father's heart, you might say, is another word for it.
所以你可以看父怀里的独生子，可以解释成就在他心里啊，这是他的心是跟父连着的。
He says he has told him out, or the Son is the expression of the Father.
所以圣子呢，完全是父神的一个表达，就是全部显明了。
If God was going to say anything to you, had a special word for you, a word from heaven, what would he say?
如果神是从天上要有一个特别的话要给到你，他会说什么？
He's fully expressed it in a person, not in concepts that can be misunderstood, but God has expressed himself in the Word of God, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, a person.
所以他并不会用一个抽象的概念，一个定义来告诉你神是怎么样的，他用一个活生生的人，就是耶稣基督道成肉身的人，来显给你看天上的神是个什么样子。
And the disciples have said, we have seen that word of life. We handled him. We heard him. We saw him with our eyes. We carefully observed him over a period of 3.5 years.
这就是门徒们呢，他们真的是看见了，也摸过了，也听过了，这整整的三年半呢，耶稣是个什么样子，他们完全的清楚，所以他们知道天上的神是个什么样。
The Lord Jesus is God's expression of himself.
所以呢，耶稣基督呢，是神自己把自己表达出来的方式了。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
这就是三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whoever believes in him will never perish, but have everlasting life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God's word to us is, I love you.
所以神的话哈，想借着耶稣表达出来，就是他爱我们。
And do you know how much I love you?
你知道我有多爱你吗？
I gave you everything that was important to me.
我把一切对我重要的东西都给了你们。
Receive my gift.
那是最重要的神的圣子啊，这个礼物你要接受。
If we fail to receive God's Son, what we're doing is we're dishonoring God. We're shaming him.
如果我们真的拒绝 接受神的圣子，那我们其实是在羞辱神。
We're saying I don't want your gift.
那我们说不要，我不要你的礼物。
There's nothing that more that God can do.
那神就再也没有别的可做了。
Because He's given everything that He has.
因为他已经把他所有都给了你。
We don't want to refuse God's great offer of Himself.
对，我们真的不愿意拒绝神那最大的礼物了，就是神的圣子。
I think we'll take a break now.
May I just say a couple of things before we take a break? One thing that Eric mentioned some time ago, he went to visit missionaries in Africa, in Zambia, I guess. And, you know, all over the world, different religions, different people, everything else, and people have this word that they use, God. Okay, they use the word God, and but in this place where Eric went, the true believers were called Jesus people. They called the other people called them, oh, he's a Jesus person. Okay? These are the true believers in God. Because God has put his son up in the front. Okay? He is God. But this is the mercy and the grace of God as his son. His great love for the world. That's why he's put him up in the front. There is no name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. There's no other name except through the name of Jesus.
Mm.
Believe in the Lord Jesus and thou shalt be saved.
Mm. 他就说到那个Eric 以前去过非洲啊，就做当地帮着传教的一些工作啊。那他去的地方在赞比亚，那赞比亚呢有各种各样的假神啊，拜各种，那我们也能熟悉啊，我们来的地方也是这样。所以但他们当地呢很多信主得救了以后呢，他们真正重生得救的基督徒呢，他们有一个称呼管这群人呢，叫 Jesus Man， 就是耶稣的人，就是属耶稣的人啊，就是因为他们神太多了啦，就这波子是属那个某个大神的，那波属这一波子叫耶稣的人啊。所以为什么叫耶稣的人呢？的确是因为我们是普天之下没有赐下别的名可以靠着得救啊，就是耶稣的名。所以每一个在主里得救的，他都是通过基督的名信靠他得重生。所以在人看来，我们真的就是属基督、属耶稣的那一群人。我们做一个祷告哈。天上的父，谢谢您啊，赐给我们这样生命的粮，属天的粮，是吧？这就是我们的主基督，他道成肉身啊，成为我们在这地上最大的礼物啊。我们要做的就是把它接近我们的心里，把它变成我们的生命，是吧？谢谢您，也求您带领我们真的做好这决定，更在这决定里能够更深的认识您藏在基督里的恩典和祝福，是吧？求您洁净我们一会儿的饮食，我们为这饮食献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们先做一个祷告，我们开始。
Our Father, we pray that you would open our eyes to see Jesus.
主啊，我们的祷告是求您开我们的眼，让我们真的看见耶稣。
There is no more beautiful sight.
因为没有比这更美好的看见。
Than to see the perfect expression of your love to us.
在它里面有您那完美的爱的表达。
Now, Lord, we live 2,000 years from when He walked on earth.
从他来到地上到现在已经2000年了。
We know that He's the same yesterday, today. And forever.
因为我们知道他昨天、今天到永远都是不变的。
And now it's our privilege to see Him now, who is seated at Your right hand in the heavens.
主啊，现在这是我们的荣幸，能够看见他，他现在坐在父神您的右边。
Our great high priest, who makes intercession for us.
我们的大祭司在为我们代求，就是耶稣基督。
And who still is the Savior who receives sinners.
他今天依然是那接受救罪人悔改的那个救赎主。
So open our eyes to see Jesus.
打开我们的眼，让我们能看见耶稣。
We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. So, verse 36 we left off. He says,
停在三十六节。
But as I told you, you have seen me, and still do not believe.
他说我告诉你们，你们看见了，我还是不信。
Have the Jews changed in 2,000 years?
过去的两千年了啊，犹太人变了吗？
Recently, last week, I went and visited my friend Jack Summerfield.
上一周呢，我去拜访了我一个朋友啊，他叫 Jack Summerfield.
We have been friends for almost 50 years.
我们是五十年的朋友了，差不多。
He told me a story.
他告诉了一个故事。
He's older than I, but he is a bright, brilliant Christian.
他比我年长一些，那他是一个非常好的主的门徒，基督徒。
He worked for many years as a logger.
Logging.
Cutting trees.
他做很多年的工作，就是伐木啊。
In British Columbia.
在 BC 省呢，这是一个很重要的一个行业。
And so he's used to waking up early in the morning.
所以他经常是要早上很早醒起来。
And so what he does now is he gets up early in the morning and he has breakfast, has some time with the Lord.And then, still early in the morning, he goes out to different coffee shops around the.
然后呢，他一早起来呢，会读一些神的话哈，然后完了呢，还是很早，然后他就会出去呢，去不同的咖啡店呢去走。
So he'll take his Bible, and he'll have a coffee, and he'll sit with his Bible or some other books that he's studying and making notes.
然后他会带上他的圣经，然后带一些其他的书。有一杯咖啡呢，他就在那写。
And oftentimes, every day practically, he will have someone come and ask a question.
然后几乎每一天呢，他都会有一些人会来问他一些问题。
And so he's able to witness for the Lord and read the Bible to them.
然后呢，他可以做主的见证，把圣经读给那些人听。所以他是去不同的咖啡店。
So if you get up early in the morning, you might see Jack Summerfield in your coffee shop.
所以你如果早晨起来去某一个餐厅啊，你可能会看见这个弟兄坐在那儿。
One coffee shop he went to, he noticed that there was a table, a fairly big table with five or six older men all sitting around the table.
然后有一天呢，他在咖啡店呢看见一个比较大的桌子哈。有五到六个老人呢坐在一起，围着这个桌子坐。
And they had some books open.
他们有一些书摊开来。
And they were all talking together.
他们都在彼此交流。
They were all older men, in their seventies.
都是老人了，都七十多了。
Some of them had beards on.
有些是有胡子的。
And my friend Jack, He saw these men and then a couple of times. One time he decided he would go up and ask them what they're studying.
然后呢 ，Jack 去这个地方呢，他已经注意了好几次了，发现他们总在这几个老人。然后他就有一次呢，他就上去决定去问一下他们到底在学什么。
And they said we're studying the Bible.
然后那几个老人说我们在学习圣经。
We're Jews.
他说我们是犹太人。
We're studying the Old Testament.
我们在学习旧约。
Of course, they don't call it the Old Testament.
他们就管这个叫不也不管这个叫旧约了，他们就管这个叫圣经，因为他们不相信新约。
They call it the Torah.
他们管这个叫摩西五经，叫妥拉。
妥拉。
Yeah.
And my friend Jack, he's a very gracious man.
那我的朋友 Jack 他是个非常有爱有恩典的人。
And so his speech is very, very correct.
就他的讲道啊，就他的传道是非常准确的。
And so he asked him, some questions.
他就去问那些老人家一些问题。
And the question that he asked them was from the Old Testament.
他问的问题呢，都是从旧约里来的。
He questioned them about the coming Messiah, who he would be.
他就用那个要来的弥赛亚这个问题啊，来问这些老人。
And then he talked to them about Isaiah chapter 53.
他就带着他们去读以赛亚书五十三篇。
And Isaiah 53 gives a prophecy concerning the Messiah.
因为以赛亚书五十三章就在讲那个要来的弥赛亚的一个形象。
The Jews don't like to read that portion of scripture.
犹太人不是太喜欢读这一段的这个经文。
Because it talks about the Messiah coming and suffering.And being rejected by the nation.
因为他讲到了这个弥赛亚要来，要受难，要被整个国家拒绝。
It speaks about him being physically disfigured and put to death.
他讲到了他自己谦卑，然后以至于死。
And when my friend Jack began to question them about this, they began to get very angry.
当我的朋友 Jack 跟他们讲。讲到这个问题了以后呢，那些人就变得很生气。
And when Jack asked them a question, one of them said with an angry voice, "I don't hear you."
所以呢，当 Jack 问他们一个问题了以后，当中有一个人很严肃地告诉他。
And they closed off the conversation like that.
对，然后就此就结束了对话，就是我不听你的，就结束对话了。
The Jews, they didn't in Jesus' day, he was standing before them, but they didn't see him.
所以呢，一样的啊，就是像耶稣已经站在他们面前，他们还是看不见他。
And even today, they won't hear, they will not hear about that lovely one.
即使今天也是啊，就他们还是不愿意去听，关于那个爱他们的那个主的一些事情。
Not all Jews, but most Jews will not listen to the Messiah.
不是所有的犹太人，今天还是有犹太人是信主的，但是呢，大部分的犹太人今天依然还在旧约当中。
The Lord Jesus had revealed Himself to the people there.
耶稣在这里呢，其实把自己显明给了他们看。
But he says in there verse 36, but as I told you, you've seen me and still you do not believe.
所以36节说呢，你们看见我还是不信。
Well, the question is, who will believe?
那问题是呢，谁会信呢？
He says, yes, there are some. He says, all that the Father gives me will come to me.
他说：“凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来。”
Now that sounds like God the Father has some special people.
这听起来呢，就是父神有一些特别的人。
The Father has some, and He gives them to the Son.
那父神有一些。所以他会把他赐给把他们赐给这个圣子。
We read that a Christian is one that was chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world.
所以我们知道基督徒是在万事以先哈神所拣选的。
That's Ephesians chapter 1.
这是以弗所书一章
verse 3.
一章三节。
Now you might ask yourself, are you one of the chosen?
那你会问自己，现在你是不是那一个被拣选的呢
？How do you know you're one of the chosen？
你怎么知道你是那个被拣选的呢
？Maybe you want to believe, but you're not one of the chosen。
也许你想信啊，但你不是那个被拣选的呢，会不会这样
？Well, the other half of the verse answers the question。
然后另外一半节的经文回答了这个问题。
Whoever comes to me。I will never drive away. I'll never cast out. I'll never refuse.
所以怎么样知道你是被拣选的？就是三十七节后半段讲到的，到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
See, God knows all. He knows everything.
所以神知道一切了。
He knows past eternity to the future eternity.
他知道永恒的过去和永恒的未来。
Time has no hold on his memory.
所以时间在他的记忆里是不产生这个作用。
He knows all things.
因为他看一切都是穿过时间的。
The future is the same as the present to him.
对他来说，未来和现在是一样的。
And so, in God's foreknowledge, he knows. He knows.
以神的预知，他知道一切。
But that doesn't influence your decision.
但是这个并没有影响你的决定。
Because you're a creature of time.
因为你是在时间里哈。
And the offer.
给了你这样的决定的能力的。
The offer of salvation is for now.
然后救恩呢，就是现在，给你的。
And that salvation that is given, is offered now, is for the whole world.
现在救恩给到的是给到全世界的每一个人。
It's a real offer that God gives every man, woman, and child.
这是一个真实的礼物啊，神给到男人、女人、大人、孩子，给每一个。
He says, "Anyone that comes to me, I will never cast out."
所以他怎么样的拣选呢？就是每一个到他这里来的，他永不丢弃。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whoever believes in him, whoever believes in him, will never perish but have everlasting life.
所以这个是怎么样定的呢？救恩，谁得着呢？就是三章十六节讲的，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的。一切不管是谁，只要是信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。这就是拣选的方式。
The salvation of God is not only free, it's perfect.
所以救恩的神的救恩呢，它不但是免费的、白白的，它而且是完全的。
And it's for everyone.
而且是为每一个人的。
There are none excluded.
没有一个是例外的。
God.We read in another place, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
我们在另外的经文，在彼得的书信里提到，他说神，不愿一人沉沦，他乃愿人人都得救。
John chapter 3 and verse 17, it says there that he came not into the world to condemn the world, to judge the world.He came into the world that the whole world might be saved.
所以约翰讲，他说神来不是来定世人的罪啊，乃是让世人因他可以得救，因基督可以得救。
Verse 35, there is no limit. He said, I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. Anyone who comes to me will never go hungry.
35, right?
Yep.
Yeah. 所以耶稣说呢，我是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿。
How many on the hillside when he fed the 5,000 went hungry?
那五千人有多少人是饿着走的？
Not one.
一个都没有。
They were all filled.
他们都喂饱了。
In the same sense, the Lord has sent the bread from heaven, not to satisfy our stomachs.But to fill our souls.
所以同样的道理，耶稣，神借着他把生命的粮赐下来，不是为了我们的肉体的胃，而是为了我们的灵。
And because he's God,
因为他是神呢
，He can satisfy all of his creation.
那么他能够喂养或者满足他一切创造的需要。
Because he's bigger.Than the things that he has made.
因为他肯定比那个他造的万物要大了。
And so when he says that I am the bread of life, he who comes to me will never go hungry. He can satisfy everyone's need.
对，他说这里他是生命的粮，所以到他这里来的肯定必定不饿。
In verse 38, he says, "I've come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me."
所以三十八节说呢，我是从天上降下来的，不是按自己的意思行，而是按那差我来者的意思行。
And it says there that, and this is the will of him who sent me that I should lose none of all that he's given me, but raise them up at the last day.
差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的叫我一个也不失落，在末日叫他复活。
We read there that not only number one salvation eternal life salvation for the living, but also we read there that he says in verse 39 he will lose none. That means those that come to him he has lost none. So that's security.
所以这里呢，不但我们看见呢救恩他是怎么赐下的，而是借着我们的信赐下的。39节讲到了我们刚才读的，他是在讲救恩的确据，就是他只要到他这里来，只要信他的，他一个都不丢弃，这个责任他给出来了，所以这个是救恩的确据。
See, some people believe, some Christians believe that you can be saved and that you can lose your salvation.
有这样的一个神学呢，说，哎，你信了，你最后你得救了，他可能失掉你的救恩。
But that's to misunderstand the work of God.
这个是真的不没有理解神的功啊。
Salvation isn't my work.
所以救恩不是我的工作。
It's God's work.
是神的工作。
And when I believe, God receives me.
所以当我信的时候呢
，I become His property.
神，我就了成了神的产业，就是神就把我保护起来了。
When you truly believe, you become God's own child.
所以当我真的信靠他，我在他里面真的重生了以后呢，我就成了他的儿女。
And God will never ever lose one of His own.
所以他永远不会失掉任何一个属他的儿女。
And the Lord Jesus, who later on is called the Good Shepherd, He says here, though this is the will of Him who sent me, verse 39. That I shall lose none of all that He has given to me.
这就是三十九节说的，他所赐给我的叫我一个也不失落，这是救恩的确据。
So we get salvation, we get that life from above. It's the life that came down from heaven. It's not just the life that we have extended. It's the life of God.Come down into our hearts.
所以首先呢，我们要知道，我们得着这个生命呢，不是我们现在生命的一个自然延续。我们现在得着的生命是从天上来的一个全新的生命，进到我们里面。
It's His life.
是他的生命，是神的生命。
That He comes, He says, "I've come down to give life to the world." So it's His life that is imparted to us.
所以他说：“我来呀，把这个生命赐下来。”这就是他的生命进到这个世界，就进到我们里面。
And not only that, it's eternal life. So that it's ours forever.
所以不但如此呢，这样的生命是个永恒的生命，这就意味着呢，它一旦给了我们，就持守到永远。
It can't end.
这它不会停的，不会结束的。
And eternal life can't be lost.
而且永恒的生命它不可能丢的。
And then we read that.He says, "I will raise him up at the last day." He talks about the future, the resurrection. If this body dies, the spirit is Christ, and He will raise that body up at the last day.
在末日叫他复活，他讲的什么意思？就是我们现在这个肉身呢会死掉的，会没有的。但是在末日的时候，因为我们永恒的生命在信的那一刻就已经有了，它会一直存到永远，也不会失丧。所以这样的生命在末日呢也要复活。
See, when we receive eternal life, it doesn't change this body.
所以当我们接受永恒的生命的时候呢，它不会改变我们现在这个身体。
This body is subject to all the diseases and aging problems that come.
这个身体呢是在所有的疾病衰老的控制之下的。
But the life that He gives.Is a life that is not a natural life that expires at the end of our life, but it's eternal life. The soul then has within it the Spirit of God dwelling in eternal life.
所以他给我们的不是在这地上会停下、会结束的生命，是一个从天而来，永远存到永远，永不失丧的生命。
And so we read in verse 40.
是神还是我们？
神
啊，神。Okay.
因为我自己觉得我一直在想这个信这个问题哈。我觉得其实实际上很多人信的一个原因，包括圣经讲的很多神迹。刚才艾瑞长老也说 ，OK， 已经有这么多神迹都给你了，你还不信，这难道不是你的问题吗？
嗯。
其实我觉得这里面，其实我一直要不清楚的有一个逻辑的东西。就叫做 OK， 我举一个生活中简单的例子，一个老师他教了五个人，都教到了100分，然后如果你对第六个孩子讲啊，你看已经这么神的老师了，你还不信他吗？那这个第六个孩子可能同样的一个老师，他也就得到了60分，因为所以我在想，好像让至少对于我来说。很难说是因为在我面前摆了这么多个神迹以后，我就 generalize， 就是所有的它都能 work， 你明白我的意思吗？就这个逻辑其实我是想不清楚的。
就我们分两个问题，你先说前面那个是说你要想要了解这个从现在到死的这段时间神是怎么
做工。
好，我们一个个问好不好？先讲这个。对对对。
那然后就是，其实很多基督徒他也会祈祷哈，就是去在世的生活中要祈祷去帮他解决什么样的一个问题。那我们也看到了，那有的问题是解决了，有的问题可能没有像他的方式这样解决，对吧？那么然后我就是想知道解决与不解决，那在神的做工他怎么来看这件事儿？
Yeah.
我先问第一部分。
好的。Yeah, the two questions that we just talk about. The first one, from a current period of this period from current time after I believe until I died. So in this period, what's the God's work in the Christian? So how God work in the Christian's life, and if a Christian pray and. God didn't answer his prayer, or not in his way answering his prayer, and how can we believe or see she cannot understand what's this part of life, how God work with
once you believe in the Lord Jesus, you have his spirit within you, you're born again, born from above, we say.
当你信靠的真的信靠耶稣的那一刻呢，有一件特别重要的事发生了，就是你里面呢有神的灵了，神你是从上从神而重生的，所以神的灵呢就住到你里面。
And that's the life of God transmitted into us, it's a new life.
所以这是神的生命啊，进到了我们的里面，是一个新的生命。
So nowThat's God's life. It's a new nature that's implanted in us.
所以呢，因为是神的生命呢，它是一个新的本性啊，开始住在我们里面了。
So now the Christian has two natures.
所以这就意味着呢，一个重生得救的在地上还没有死的基督徒呢，他会有两个本性。
He has his old nature that he inherited from his parents.
他有一个老我的本性，是从父母那边来的，地上的父母那边来的。
And they from their parents.
然后呢，地上的父母又是从他们的父母那来的，就是一代一代下来的了，就是亚当那一代一代下来。
And so right back to Adam, the first Adam and Eve.
就是一代一代往上追呢，就一定会追到亚当和夏娃了。
That old nature. God, when you believe, that old nature remains there until we die.
所以呢，当你信靠神了以后呢，这样的老我的本性呢，在你死之前，它是一直在的，因为你的身体还在。
But God has given us a new nature.
但神呢，给了我们一个新的本性。
And that new nature cannot sin because it It's from God himself.
但这个心心的本性它是不会犯它不能犯罪的因为它是从神来的。
So, but now that the Christian having two natures, there's going to be warfare.
所以呢正是因为他们有两个本性啊所以它里面开始有征战了打起来了。
Because one is called the flesh and the other is called the spirit.
这就是我们在圣经里常说的呢一个叫肉体一个叫灵。
What I mean by the flesh is that old nature that we inhabited, the one that says, I am on the throne of my life. I'm the master of my life.
所以这个肉体或者这个老我的本性呢，它的一个特点就是我要坐在我的宝座上，我要做我生命的主啊，这么样的一个我要做主，那这么样的一个特点呢，会一直延续到我们死的。
Now when we receive the new life, God doesn't improve the old nature. It stays the same.
我们这里重要就是我们得救的那一刻哈，神不是去改良我们老我的本性，他是要让他死的，最后会死。他给了我们一个新的本性，就像一个小种子一样撒进来了。
And the old nature resists the working of the Spirit.
然后呢，老我的本性呢，会一直来抵抗、抵挡。这个新的本性的成长。
So how does God deal with that old nature?
那神怎么样来处理这个老我的本性呢？
Through death.
死了，死了，就死是最好的结局了。
That's why we read in the scripture. The only way to silence that old criminal that lives within us is to put it to death.
对，所有彻底的解决这个问题，就是你任凭他就自然就死了。
And as we baptism is a picture of that, is it not?
所以这就是受洗的属灵的意义。受洗就在表达这么一个过程。
It's a picture that we go down the old nature. Now we're putting it to death with Christ. As He died to sin, we died to sin.
所以我们进到水里去的时候呢，我们就等于和基督啊。死一样的死在十字架上他是替我们的罪呢死在十字架上我们也到水里水里不能呼吸了死了埋了
We come up out of the water It's to follow the new life that Christ that God has implanted in our hearts
对我们从水里出来然后我们有就预表着我们有新的生命从神那里来了因为每个人从水里出来第一件事就是呼吸
Now, just because we went into the water doesn't mean to say the old life is dead.
这里并不是说呢，因为我进到水里呢，我的旧生命就死了。
It's a symbol of us that we have made that decision that we're not going to follow the old way anymore.
这是一个预表，或者说这是一个你的象征。你愿意做这件事情，表明呢，你心里已经做了这个重要的决定。我让我的老我死了。我现在决定接受这个新的生命，在从水里出来的时候。
The old nature had a lot of power.
因为老我呢，生命是有很强的力量的，在我的一生中。
Our habits and character are all formed by that old nature.
我的习惯，我的这个各种人的特点啊，都是从老我的本性里建立起来的。
And the only way that that could be overcome is that a higher power comes.
那能够胜过这个。力量的唯一的方法就是有一个比他更强的要来了。
And that power, that greater power is the Spirit of God within us.
那这样更强的力量就是神的圣灵在我们里面。
And that we are told in the book of Romans to reckon, it's like an accounting. The old nature is dead. I won't respond to that. I will in fact respond to the new nature.
所以在就像罗马书说的，我们就不再活在旧我里啊，那我们是要响应我们的从里面来的那个新的生命。
And on the cross, our old nature we must see as being crucified with Christ.
因为在十字架上呢，我们的老我就跟着耶稣一起钉在了十字架上。
That's what the apostle Paul said. I have been crucified with Christ.
就像使徒保罗说呢，我已经和耶稣同钉十字架了。
Now, Paul was not even saved when Christ died on the cross.
所以当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，使徒保罗都还没得救呢，他还是一个对特别热心的犹太人。
It was some years later that Paul was saved.
直到耶稣升天之后的一些年他才得救。
But he saw himself there when Christ was crucified. He saw his old nature was crucified as well.
所以当他得救的时候，他看见他老我的本性在耶稣受难的那一天也在十字架上。
He said, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But what is that I now? Not the old one, because it's dead. We always talk about a dead person in the past tense. They're gone. So we should look at our old natures as something in the past. And he goes on to say, Nevertheless, I live. Not I, the old nature. But Christ lives in me.
所以他的原文里面呢，他是有时态的，很清楚的时态。他说呢，我已经和主同定十字架了。因为我们中文没有办法表达这个时态。他说呢，同定十字架的时候，他是讲的过去式，就是他以前的那个老的保罗，以前的扫罗已经死在十字架上，过去了。现在他说我 I live， 我活着，这是个现在时，我活着呢，不再是我了。乃是基督在我里面活着，这讲的是现在，所以他讲了一个很清楚的这个时间顺序，是他信的那一刻呢，那个老我呢就跟着主呢同定在十字架上死了，现在活着的在他里面真正有生命的是那个新的生命，新的本性。
We probably should actually go toGalatians chapter 2 verse 20 and 21 or verse 20 Galatians chapter 2 verse
加拉太书二章20
because just quoting it, maybe you're not familiar with this verse.
二十节，二十节，加拉太书二章二十节，就是他刚才讲的经文的部分啊，就是我刚才用中文翻译的也是这一段。加拉太书二章二十节。
The old nature is crucified with Christ. He says, I have been crucified with Christ. That's the old nature.
他说我已经与基督同定十字架，这个我是指老我。
And I no longer live. That is the old nature, that old Paul.
现在活着的不再是我，也是老我。
But he says, Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the lifeI live in the body now, he says. How does he live that life? I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It becomes a life then of faith.
他后面讲的他如今在肉身活，这是因信神的儿子而活，他是因着信心而有的新的生命。
And Lord, in other words, what we say isLord, I realize that my old nature was crucified with Christ on the cross when he died for the sins of the whole world. And God put my old nature and all of its sinfulness there upon the Son who suffered for me.
所以我们在信的那一刻是意识到我的老我的生命呢已经在十字架上，就是耶稣基督他替我们承担的那个罪呢，我们老我的生命都在那里面。
He says, nevertheless, but I live, but it's no longer I, it's Christ who lives in me. And the life, he says, he lives by faith. We believe what God says.
Yeah, I think she want to know the how to balance this fight between two natures.Right. Sometimes
you don't balance it. You got to reckon it's dead. You see, that's the
thing. But sometimes if the new nature was suppressed by the old nature, how to explain that thing? I think she wondered the old nature was the old nature. If some Christian is dominated by the old nature, yeah. She's not want to know the doctrine side of the his question.
You've got to know the doctor, though, to understand that.
Yeah. I think they want to know why because they always think there's a lot of people said they are Christian, but actually the totally you cannot see any
fruit.
Yeah, or any fruit. Yeah.
If they're
dogma, yeah. If
someone,
我们其实最大的困惑，就我觉得永生这件事，我们都信，就是你至少很多人都信了哈。我觉得这个是不用质疑的，但是你还是要好好活着，对吧？你在好好活着的时候，你那个肉身，其实你那个罪还在，就是刚才他说的，其实一直在征战。那其实这个就是平衡。 你的欲望，你的渴望，你希望过得好一点，你希望今生过得好一点，和那个灵里面的那个无欲无求，什么都是上帝给的。其实这个这是两码事儿，这简直是一个是神，一个是人了。但我们毕竟还是要作为一个人在这世上活着，所以我想说的是，在这个征战的这个过程中，神如何去做工？然后其实我也一直是不明白，就是你去。 渴望，比如说这小孩一个信基督的孩子，你希望明天考试考好哈，这挺正常的。但他就不见得能考好。这时候，你如何去跟这个孩子解释？哎呀，你没考好啊！那他虽然他一个基督教的家庭，我不知道了，就是其他的基督教家庭，你怎么去跟孩子去解释这个？在现实里面，你的渴求可能没有被满足，但是你依然去。
I think she yeah tried to solve this problem. Say, how can a Christian deal with the problem of your old nature start to dominate yourself? Say, if a child failed in a class with a bad result, so how do you teach her? Because she thinks the spiritual thing and the earthly thing are totally different. So how do you live in the world with earthly thing, but you are pursuing spiritual thing?
All right. Let me just try to shed some light what you're saying there. You see,
好，我们大家安静啊，来听那个。
See, you got these two natures, right?
Yeah.
And a person that's truly born again, okay? I'm talking about a person that's truly born again, okay? The Spirit of God lives in that person. And the Lord says, I know the plans that I have for you, okay? He's got a plan for every individual born-again Christian. Different plans, okay? Some of them might overlap, and you know, it's basically the plan is to glorify God, okay? Now, you're talking about these two natures. God gives us the strength and the wisdom and the knowledge from His Word to live a Christian life, okay? When we think something wrong or we want to try to do something wrong, our nature is telling us you want to do this, do that, the Spirit of God will intervene and tell you, no, not right. Don't do it. Don't go there. He will put thoughts into your brain and into your mind because you are a child of God. Okay? We can only tell our children, don't do this, don't do that. We can't go into their mind. But God can go into us and He can direct our paths. You know, we were just talking about.
Better give him a chance to do something.
就说呢，他说是对的。我们肯定是有两个本性，在我们死之前的两个本性会有征战。最大的区别是呢，当你真的得救，这里是前提，是真的得救，你真的相信，那你里面就开始有神的灵了。这里面最大的变化就是这个神的灵呢，就像一个老师，他会带着你，他会告诉你这个时候什么是对的，什么是错的，你就开始有智慧了。 这种的声音出来呢，会比外界一切的声音对你的带领都更真实，因为它不是外界压进来的，啊，就是你感觉，你知道这件事情不对，你感觉很内疚，感觉很不舒服。 没有人逼迫你，你就知道不对了，你就开始不做了。在外面的人看起来，你就发现这个人开始变了，没发生任何的变化，唯一的变化就是他里面开始变，他真的知道了。那你没有得救的人，你根本不知道是什么感觉，这就是最大的区别。他你没，因为你们没有灵神的灵，你不知道发生了什么，这就是最神奇的地方。
You see, we can talk to our children. We can vocally talk to them and tell them, don't do this, do this, do that, do that, don't do that, don't do that. But God can put right into our minds the thoughts, okay, that he wants to implant there. And so sometimes I want to go this way. You know, my flesh is telling me I want to go this way. But the Spirit of God will act in such a way because he abides in us.That he will direct us in a different route, in a different course. And we can live a Christian life in the power of Christ because he enables us to do that.
所以神对每个人的带领的方式都完全是不一样的。他知道什么样的方式是最好。而且呢，比方你要教一个孩子，你可以说做这个做这个做那个做那个，这是外在的，他会有里面很强的反对的声音。但是神带领的时候，他是直接到他的心里去的。他反对谁呢？他不能反对自己，这个声音就在他里面，前提是他真的信了，他相信这个神，他里面有这个声音。那他知道他本来他的肉体带着他使劲往左走，啊，很努力的往左走，那声音说不要，你往那边走，哎，他就转向了。这个时候呢，你根本不知道他在经历什么，只有他自己知道。打了一架以后，就转向了，他就到右边去了。
Okay, in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16.
加拉太书的五章十六节。
Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. It says, So I say, live a life by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires.Of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under that law.
所以这就是加拉太书五章十六节到十八节讲的内容了。他说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
Okay, verse 22 goes on, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentlenessand self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires.
22节和23节他跳过去了，到同样一章啊，五章22节23节，他说圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。24节呢，凡属耶稣基督的人，就是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
So it says in verse 25, Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Not going out of step with the Spirit, but in step with the Spirit. Okay, let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other.
对，二十五节说，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。他都是在讲圣灵在这些人的外在行为里面所起的作用，它是真实的，在里面做工，外面才显出来。
See, we must go through these struggles in life. We must, because that's what teaches us how weak we are. We need Christ. We need God. We can't live a life.If we live a life of our own life, we go according to the flesh, we want the things of the world. But if we live a life of Christ, then all these things in the world will slowly fade away you'll have no interest in these kinds of the world.
Amen. 所以这个是神的很大的恩典，就是为什么要他要让我们在地上得救以后有两个生命并行一直到死呢？这是一个特别好的经历啊，让我们明白什么，明白自己有多败坏，明白神的救恩有多宝贵，神的圣灵有多宝贵。就是外面的老师说你不要撒谎，你是会很犟的，你是会拒绝的，然后呢我的老我告诉我，我撒个谎就好了。这时候那颗小小的声音说你不可以撒谎。这个经历过程当中你就会看见你有多坏，而且这个声音呢不是外面人讲的，所以你跟谁犟都没有用，是你里面的声音，他在说你看你有多坏，你不要撒谎。然后他慢慢的你就会知道他有多宝贵，你一点一点就跟着他走，就是这么样的一个过程。
See, before a person is saved, all these things of the world kind of impress them. They want this, they want to do this, they want that, they want this. But after you get saved, all these things become very dim. You don't get interested, you're not interested in those things. You're interested in the eternal things. What will life be like in eternity? What will life be like with Christ and in His kingdom? Those are the things that interest you. Not these things that are going to fade away. Not this body, if you put some makeup on, it's going to fade away, it's going to wash off. You want eternal beauty. And that's what you're seeking after.
而且在这个过程当中呢，里面的灵啊，会带着你呢，一点一点，会对永恒的东西比今生的东西更感兴趣。啊，他会一直，他会慢慢告诉你呢，这些东西都会过去的。然后呢，你要，他会让你对什么越来越有兴趣呢？永生是什么？这个永恒里是什么样子？永恒的是耶稣是什么样子？你会对这些事情会越来越感兴趣，这是一个过程。他神的灵在里面，他会一点一点的带着你，一点一点的教导你。
Okay, once you become born again, you're into the family of God, and that status will never be taken away. When we have children.When children are born to us, if they're good children, we don't say you're part of our family. And if they're bad children, we say, no, you're not in our family. So sometimes you're in the family, sometimes you're not in the family. But if you're born into a family, you belong in that family, you are part of that family. You're the family of God.
所以我们只要在信的里面重生了以后，我们就生在神的家了。但是呢我们会有一个状态呢，跟这个家的关系呢，因为我们顺服我们的老我呢，就不好了。就像家里有孩子，有很多孩子，有一个孩子他不听话的时候呢，他不是一个好孩子，但他依然是这个家里的成员。所以在那个状态下，他只是跟其他的家庭成员他没有爱的关系，他失掉了这个爱的彼此相爱的关系，但是呢他依然是家里的成员，他会回来。所以一个人在得救以后呢，他顺服他的老我往前走的时候，他发生的事情就是他会失掉跟神，失掉跟主里其他的弟兄姊妹，其他的肢体爱的关系。然后他在罪里，他走到头呢，他会发现他里面那个小小的声音更大，他会转头的，他会回来，他知道他错了，也没有人告诉他，神会在他里面告诉他，他就回来了。
I hope some of these things settle your heart and you know you understand.
There's one thing, though, that I think that we need to talk about before we finish here.
有一个事情呢，我们要讲一下，比我们今天结束以前。
And that is, what do you do when you fail?
这就是呢，当你失败的时候，你做什么？
What about when the old nature gets the better, the upper hand, because you're not yielding to the Spirit?
就是你的老我，就当你不像你的里面的圣灵让他掌权，不像他顺服的时候，你的老我会发生什么？
We know that the spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit.
我们都知道呢，情欲跟圣灵相争，圣灵跟情欲相争啊。
But a war is won after the final battle.There may be many battles that might be lost during a war. But when the last battle is fought and the victor has finally won the war, there's, You see, we have many battles. We may lose some, we may win some. But we know that the end result is going to be victory.
所以，在现在到死之间的这段时间啊，我们有很多的征战，情欲跟圣灵相争，圣灵情欲相，既然相争，就有输有赢。但是呢，有一个事实我们一定要清楚呢，最终的结局已经定了。你可能一百次征战里，你输一点，赢一点，输一点，赢一点，这个没有关系，因为在最后。我们死的以后的那一场的征战，我们的去向的那一场的征战，结局已经定了。
So now, what happens when I fail? Do I need to get saved all over again?
所以呢，在这段时间里呢，如果我输了怎么办？我顺服了的老我怎么办？我怎么办
？No,
我的经文没有丢掉。
Very simple. If you turn to First John chapter 1.
我们来看一下约翰一书。一章哈
，and read verse 8。
一章的八节哈。
First John chapter 1 verse 8。
很重要的经文，约翰一书一章八节。约翰一书往后翻，是启示录前面的。启示录前面一点。
John is a very practical man。
约翰是一个非常务实的，讲务实的人哈。他讲的这个道理都非常的应用性强。
Some Christians say that they never sin.
有的基督徒说他从来不犯罪。
But John
不是对的，这是很糟糕的。
John says they're deceiving themselves.
所以呢，约翰一书的一章八节大家都看了，就如果我们说自己无罪，就是自欺。
Even as a Christian, we still sin.
就即使是个基督徒呢，我还是会犯罪的。
That old nature comes in unexpectedly.
因为老我会在我没有意料到的时候呢，过来掌控我。
And it happens to all of us.
这对每一个人都是一样的。
What do we do then?
那我们怎么办呢？
He says if we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us, the truth is we do sin.
所以他说，我说若自己无罪呢，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里。这个真理是什么呢？就是我们是肯定会犯罪的。
We fail the Lord many times in a day.
我们一天当中很可能很多次让主失望了，很多次。
But His provision is a marvelous provision.
但他的应许，他的供应是一个非常美好的。
What do we have to do?
我们该怎么办呢
？We just confess our sins. We have in prayer. We confess our sins.
所以我们要在祷告里，我认自己的罪就好了。
Lord, I failed you in this.
我们就着这件事说，主啊，我又搞砸了，我又做错了这个事情，是我不对。
What we're doing is we're agreeing with God as to our actions, our sinful actions. We're agreeing with Him.
我们在我们的犯罪的这个事实上呢。跟神达成一致，是的，这个事情是我错了。
That is the Spirit of God within us is agreeing with God the Father above.
因为呢，神的圣灵在我里面告诉我对的事情的时候呢，就照出我是错了。那这个神的圣灵跟天父啊，他三位一体的神嘛，我就会认啊，这个是搞砸了，是我错了。
And because when Christ died on the cross, He already died for that particular sin. It's already forgiven.
但是我们要知道呢，当耶稣死在十字架的时候呢。我们刚刚所犯的那个罪的后果，他已经付上了。这个事实是已经有了。
But when we sin, our consciences get defiled, don't they? They get it's like dirty.
我们的良心啊，其实在我们的罪中就已经被玷污了了。
And we read that when we confess our sins, it's like putting our old dirty clothes into the washing machine.
所以当我们认罪的时候呢，其实就是把我们身上那件旧的那个脏衣服啊丢到洗衣机里去。
Right.
我有个问题，我觉得说就必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
对。
我觉得这个神是，如果是真的是万物一切事物的造物主，但是这个世界所有事情都是量化的，也是他造的。就而且有些事情就是量积累到一定程度就是质的变化，那有些罪我觉得是不能被洗净，不能被赦免。他这里就把那个罪很抽象，就是都能被赦免。
her bottom neck is she thinks some of the things cannot be forgiven. Maybe like her. 比如说你老公今天就对你生气了，这个罪坚决不能被赦免，这个还可以是吧？She thinks some of the like murdering, like rape, should not be serious thing.
Well, I don't.
Some sin are bigger sin. Yeah.
I don't see. I don't see that. It says here, if we confess our sins,
all our sins.
We confess our sins. There's no limit to that. There's no description of that. Sin is sin.
God doesn't take it at different levels, you know, sin. Sin is sin. Disobedience.
罪就是罪了啊！我们安静啊！就是这里我们要长老刚才讲到一个重要的事实，就是神没有把罪分级。
对。
啊，没有的，没有的，罪就是罪，罪就是罪。
Remember the Lord said.
撒谎是一个等级。
对，杀人跟那个撒谎一个等级，这我就没法说了。
He said lying and killing is the same.
That's right. Even thinking hatred in your heart against someone is like murder.
就是呢，在神的，我们都知道马太福音讲，你恨恶啊，就跟杀人是一样的，这个都讲得很清楚。对。
No, this is important. I'd like you to get hold of this. What do you have to do after you sin? You confess those sins, right? That's all we do. Then it says, He is faithful, not us. We've been unfaithful. All we do is agree with God and say, Yes, I sinned. In sincerity. But then it's Him that's always faithful, not us. He is faithful to forgive us our sins. And, He says, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以他说我们是我们若认自己的罪呢，他说神是信实的，所以不是我们是信实的，是神是信实的。只要我们在罪这件事情上跟他是一致的，就我们认识到自己的罪的时候，他就一定会达成他所应许的，就是赦免我们一切的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Now as far as God is concerned, you get a brand new start every time you do that. Brand new start.
所以从神那里呢，你任何一次这么做呢，你又一个新的开始，一个崭新的开始。
很多人我就及时行乐，我做跟我想的那个，然后啊我又信神了，那是假
的，
那是
假的。因为你里面没有神的灵，你没法做这个事情。没有。Maybe we can stop here. They will have a lot of discussion by themselves.
We'll just leave.